Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, April the 10th, 2024. Dreary Wednesday morning, 14 minutes past the hour. Joined live in studio by the man himself, legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. And now I can say this, as of last Friday night, 2024 inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame. Thunderbolt, what a pleasure it is.
Have a nice, Scott, and to all the fans out there.
Now, we had a call there before we went to break. And by the way, there is a little static in the line this morning. The people are coming to work on that today, so we're going to have to deal with the static this morning. But give us a call if you like. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to talk to the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, the phone lines are open. And I think we had a caller right before the break who was in the midst of a question talking about the differences between wrestling then and now. Thunderbolt, how do you see it?
Hollywood. Entertainment.
Do you like it the way it is now?
Well, I mean, like it. I mean, it's progress, I guess, and it's entertainment. And but I still like the old school, the old style, you know. But I guess you have to grow,
change with the times.
Yeah, you got to be walking with the group.
What do you make of the production that the WWE puts on?
One of the greatest things I've ever seen. I've never seen it like that before, and it's doing a real good job, man. Yeah.
When you were at WrestleMania, 70,000 people there, did you ever think you would see arenas and productions to that degree?
Well, I mean, I see, it ain't the first time.
Not the first time.
No, I've seen it. I've seen the Superdome full. I've seen Scope, Charlotte. I've seen a few places already full, you know.
In those days, were the wrestling fans the same as they are today?
Wrestling fans have always been loyal and good people, you know. Dependable people. All you got to do is give them what you want to see.
Being from the old guard, being around 60 years, what does it feel like at this point to have seen all this history and all these guys come and go?
Well, seen a lot of things, seen it grow, seen it go up, seen it go down, and when you look at it right now, I mean, you were there and a witness of what operation, man, what operation.
When the modern era of wrestling came in, and cable television, how did that change everything in the 80s?
Took over. Took all the small territories away from the individuals. At one time, you know, Texas was two or three different territories, and California was two or three different territories, and it took all those small towns away.
Do you think in the end that was for the good or the bad?
WWE is on fire. So, all Bruce in jail and doing WWE got to do it, keep the ball rolling. And it certainly looked like Rockton stepped in there with the bloodline, and hey, man, you know.
What did you make of the whole bloodline story that culminated on Sunday night with The Rock and Roman Reigns and Cody?
Well, I don't hook the bloodline up the way I mean, everybody got a bloodline, but I don't hook the bloodline up with that wrestling, because it's altogether different thing. Everybody up there that's doing folks wrong, bullying or whatever, they got the same opportunity to do the right thing. They got the same opportunity to treat people the way they want to be treated. They got the same opportunity not to be racism and stop killing each other and killing people. They got the same, treating ladies like they're a queen and like they're ladies. Stop abusing our children and babies. Take care of the old folks.
How do you think society treats our elderly?
It ain't how I think. It's what they do. I mean, ain't nothing new. Everybody see it, saw it. Everything that go on, good and bad. Believe in yourself and believe what you say, not what people tell you. And you've seen it all. Yeah, thank God for the blood. Now let's see the one that blood, the new blood, the Virgin Mary, the blood of Jesus. He died for everybody. Black, white, red, yellow, and brown. He died for everybody. All nationalities. And them folks playing this, the devil is a lie.
I wanna group all these people in, and just all the podcasts and all the things that have been said all these years while you've been around. Why do you make people have said the things that they have said in regard to you?
And a very, very good question. You had to ask a lot of them about it. But, you know, I have a theory. Yeah, I mean, just what would it be? Hatred? Envious? Jealous? Or just bad people? You know, I mean, divide and conquer. You know, just people don't want you to even live. Don't exist. Lie on you. Did it answer the question?
It did, a little bit. Well, we talked last night about particularly two people, Bill Eady and Dutch Mantel, and things that they have said on their platforms. Mm-hmm. Now, let's start with Bill Eady, just so we can clear it up. Bill Eady said you worked together and you were hard to deal with, and that you called Jim Barnett on him and tried to get him fired. Mm-hmm. What's the truth of the story?
First of all, do you think that I squeal on somebody, call a promoter on a human being?
I would not think.
Well, you know, it's on the, you can just punch it and look at it, you know what I mean? He spoke of how he worked with Valentine, what he did, and what Valentine didn't do, and how he went through Valentine. And he didn't go through me. And he just, you know, and it's just, and he don't like me, you know. And say I went to Barnett, and that was a lie.
And Dutch Mantel talked about...
But Dutch Mantel talked about things that he don't even know about the time and all, you know. He don't care for my work, so, you know. But he's got a mind of his own. Bless his heart.
Well, let's go back to the original here, Jim Cornette, who I think started saying things.
It was.
So what do you make of old Jim?
All of them, you know, say how they feel and never dreamed that I probably would be still around. Especially not inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. The luck was blowing in the Lord's mind. But it had not been for the Lord. Jesus did it. Set up good people.
And again, I do want to offer people the phone line here. It is a little scratchy this morning, but it is up and running. 740-383-9944. If you want to talk to the legendary Thunderbolt, we've got till about 10 a.m. this morning. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. When we look at the Hulk Hogan era of professional wrestling, when you were sitting back watching that, what'd you think of it?
I wasn't in tune then what they was going on, especially up in the north and all. I was tuned into trying to learn something and live, you know.
You know, there's an interesting thing. You were on the Morton Downey Show, late 1980s. David Schultz, I believe, was on that show. One of other folks. How did that come to be? And now that you look back on that experience, what do you remember from it?
Well, Jim Wilson, you know, Jim used to play for the Rams, and Jim Wilson was one of Coach Dooley's first graduates. Well, a Hall of Fame, you know. And he set it up to get on there because we were trying to get a union for the wrestling business, and we were trying to get any and all the exposure that we possibly could.
And when you went on there, it kind of deteriorated into a disagreement between you and Dave Schultz.
Well, I mean, it was the whole thing. Was just like January 6th, all set up. I mean, if they were stacked, you heard the lies they told on themselves. You know? And you know, David Schultz, you know, he spoke his mind and told the truth about one thing. You know, that I said, yeah, I didn't take Jesus, he took me. Yes, I sure did.
What did you make of Dave Schultz?
I don't even think about David Schultz.
Well, I think most people remember him hitting John Stossel.
Everybody know that. That's yeah. All, you know. Yeah. And see, David Schultz said they balked him. That's what he need. They got rid of his, I mean, because he spent a lot of money, but he made money, you see?
The blackballing, tell how that became to be.
I went to work for Ann Gunkel against the NWA after Ray Gunkel died.
And why was that such a problem, to work for Ann Gunkel?
It was against the NWA.
Because she was not a part of it.
No, right. She was a so-called outlaw, trying to take over, you know.
And
over chauvinistic men.
But most people who were a part of that ended up back in the wrestling business.
Well, all of them except me. Yeah.
And why do you believe that was?
Good question. It's because they took black and white back in. Yeah, so it can't say racism. It took individuals that they could control in. Yeah, and yes, people.
What do you think, for years, and we've heard it for a long time, Thunderbolt Patterson, hard to deal with. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, it's come from Jody Hamilton and folks like Bill Eadie, you know.
just a way to keep people
in check.
In check.
You know, spreading the word. You know, I mean, and it got the ear of individuals with power.
Now, when you were down wrestling in the Superdome with Bill Watts, what was that time period like?
That's when I couldn't get no other work. Nowhere else, you know. And I went to work in that. Louisiana was a hard territory, long trips, bad roads, and it never went there. And Bill was, I thought Bill was my friend.
Florida.
Eddie Graham was brilliant, you know, but a bad paymaster.
So Eddie Graham didn't pay well?
No.
Now, did you spend any time in Memphis?
Very little. And you know, and Jerry Lawler made a statement one time that wasn't true, that I didn't didn't show up for something, and just made a little some statements, just kind of lied, you know. And I didn't spend no time there. Maybe been there once or twice that I know of.
Jerry Lawler, how do you look at him?
I don't.
Just sail on past that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, everybody know it. Everybody know what's going on. Ain't nothing new. Everybody know all the dark sides and the insides and out.
You know, one of the people who's been around a long time, we saw at WrestleMania, Jimmy Hart, legendary manager.
Yeah.
What was it like to see Jimmy again?
Well, Jimmy's Jimmy. You get what you see.
You get what you see with the legendary Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, all right.
We got a call here. Where are you calling from, caller?
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Here we go. Myrtle Beach, you're on with Thunderbolt.
Hey, Thunderbolt. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you very much. Heaven high to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And do you have an Andre the Giant story? Have you ever went up against them? Or I would love to hear Andre the Giant.
No. I was tag team with him. But I never went up against him. And he was... As far as I know, he was a great guy, a gentle giant.
Oh, yes, sir. But I always respect the man. He's a phenomenal eighth wonder of the world.
Yes, sir.
And you tag team with him?
Yes, sir.
I'll try to pull up the archives and see if I can find a video with that. I would love to see that match.
Yep. I think it was Atlanta, Georgia, I believe it was.
But thank you for your time. You answered
well, thank
my
you
question.
For calling.
All right. You have a blessed day.
And you also.
Thank you, Myrtle Beach. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
It didn't sound... Oh, somebody.
There you go.
Hey. Let's talk a little bit.
Let's dialogue it out.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about.
And then that wasn't too distorted, so maybe our crackling problem here on the line is working itself out.
Communication and dialoguing. Talking about the situations. Coming together in love, peace, and joy.
And again, the phone lines are open if you'd like to talk or ask a question to the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've heard from Myrtle Beach and Port St. Lucie, Florida, so far here this morning. Now, Thunderbolt, when Andre the Giant's name comes up, it's always... And people are so curious about him. What do you think it was about Andre that drew that curiosity?
Big man. I mean, a giant. He was a giant of a man and had athletic ability.
Was there anybody, because we've had big men, was there anybody like Andre?
Not that I know of.
What made him different?
Because he was a giant. You know, he had that growing disease or something, and he just kept on growing. Getting, you know.
Did you ever work around another big man, Haystacks Calhoun?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about Haystacks.
Well, hey, and that, hey, another, just like Andre, I mean, he's an attraction that comes in a certain time, you know. But he was also another good individual.
You mentioned
work with him.
You mentioned a name last night that is certainly near and dear to the WWE, but near and dear to a lot of people. Classy Freddie Blassie.
I bought my first sequin jacket from him in Los Angeles, 1967.
What was the fashion plate, Classy Freddie Blassie, like?
Well, a heel and talks a lot of stuff.
Always looked good.
Always looked good. Yeah.
Who do you consider to be the best wrestling manager?
Gary Hart.
Gary Hart.
Yeah.
Why Gary Hart?
Gary Hart was down to earth, knew the business, and was real. Now, there were some good ones now, you know. I mean, like I said, Eddie Graham was brilliant. Lurie Gillette was good.
Now, the Sheik had some managers up there, didn't he?
Yeah, he had several. I can't think of their names right now, but they were with him. He also had his wife with him also.
He did. I was trying to think of the managers the Sheik had. I think the first one was Ernie Roth, who went to WWE to become the Grand Wizard in WWE.
Right, yeah.
But he was there a long time.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any run-ins with Ernie Roth?
Well, I was with, I had a lot of matches with Sheik. Yeah, but I never had no gimmicks or nothing with them. I mean, we didn't have, it was a different era of time. It was, Sheik was part of that first hardcore. But I didn't get into that part of it. I mean, I keep them off of me.
Well, didn't he have another one, Creechman, Eddie Creechman?
Yeah. He had a lot of good. And then there was Crybaby Cannon.
What do you remember of the old Crybaby?
Oh, it was around that Detroit area, and he had the fabulous Australians. King Curtis.
Now, you were in the ring with King Curtis.
Yeah. Alfred Seeker, the Samoan.
What was it like to be in there with King Curtis?
He was a general of the ring, too. Been around a long time. A lot of greats.
King Curtis...
From Hawaii.
Yeah. He would come in, and he was an interesting personality.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time in Australia also.
Good interview.
Yeah, yes. Him and Mark Lewin had some quite rivals.
What makes a good wrestling promo versus a bad one?
Capturing the people. I mean... And people feeling what they're saying, do you feel me? Understand what I'm, what I'm going with. That's what I think.
Who did you see who you said they're doing it right? They're a good talker.
Me.
Yeah, you were certainly on that list.
There's a lot of folks, do it. I ain't running no contest with nobody. I just do what I do, and
you got it done very, very well. I think we can say.
Thank God for Jesus. I didn't do it. nobody but the Lord help me. I need help.
Go ahead, Tom.
Scott and Thunderbolt.
Yay!
Congratulations on your accomplishment and all the wrestling you've done.
Thank you, sir.
I can't talk the lingo like you do and like people that know wrestling, but it was always fun watching it when I was a young man, but names and stuff.
Thank you.
I have no clue because I never seen them, and seeing somebody personally like I have when you was here in Marion was a pleasure to me, knowing that you got into the Hall of Fame, so congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
And you know what? Is there anything, Thunderbolt, that some of the wrestlers you wrestled, what was your, like, you know, today they got all kinds of stats. My goodness gracious, they got everything. If you scratch your head three times before you get a hold on them, you know, that would be in the stats. But and some of those names, like you wrestled Giant, you know?
Like I never wrestled a Giant.
Oh, you didn't. That's what I'm, like I say, I'm sorry I can't keep up with the lingo on that because I don't know who you wrestled and who you didn't. But in your career, did you mostly wrestle down in the south part? Or, you know, I heard you say that there was different areas where you worked.
Well, yeah, see, that's one of the things that most of those individuals that Jim Cornette and the other one, Dutch Mantel, talk about that I've only wrestled in the South. No, sir. I wrestled all over. I've been all over California, the southern part and northern part, up in Canada, Australia, and through the Midwest.
Australia, yeah. You know, the money-wise there and the promoters and stuff, they paid for all your places you went. Did you ever, like when you started out, was on your own, you'd have to drive to maybe another town and wrestle there to get your money and stuff, or did they have the promoters? I just don't know all that, you know, the fans and stuff, and the money-wise and all that. Did you have to use quite a bit of your own money to go and wrestle and to get more money?
Well, sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll let some other people call their
Well, thank you very much. It's been pleasure talking to you. Now, you have a nice good day, and you be good.
Yeah, I'll try to be. Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open. We got about 20 more minutes left with the legendary Thunderbolt this morning. 740-383-9944. That is the toll-free line that is open if you want to ask a question or talk to the legendary
Let's talk.
740-383.
How did you enjoy the WWE Hall of Fame?
Oh, I love it.
2024, the class of 2024. How did you enjoy those 3 or 4 days?
It was unbelievable to see their production and to see how kind and supportive they all were. I remember right before I went out to give my speech, because I didn't have any notes, one of the producers came by and said, "Are you okay? Do you need anything? How do you feel?" They are just right there, right before you go out. And when I came back, as I said, Bruce, the man who's running the show, got up off the headset. Great speech. Have you met our head writer, Brian, here? I mean, it was just a very warm environment.
Well, yes, it was.
They talk about wrestling being a very
violent,
and we've heard a lot of stories recently out of the wrestling industry that we're not going to get into.
Right,
but
yeah.
You know what? It's not like that when you're there.
Well, no, it's the staff is Johnny on the spot, and it just runs smooth. A lot of people.
Now, and I'll tell you what, getting the VIP treatment at WrestleMania, when you go into one of those luxury boxes.
You like that, don't you?
Woo!
You like that, don't you?
I did like that.
Hey. First class, huh?
If they invited me back, I'd go.
Look out, man. Look out.
Now, Thunderbolt, explain to people, when you go into these luxury boxes at WrestleMania, what it's like. They got everything under the sun you'd want.
They say pretty near anything you want, they have it there. It's convenient and You take care of you like your king and queen.
Food, salad, everything, chips,
everything,
beverages,
everything,
cocktails if
everything,
you want them.
Everything, everything.
And very well done, good people.
Yeah.
Everybody in a good mood.
Yeah.
Very positive atmosphere.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. And again, phone lines are open. 15 minutes left in the broadcast this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to weigh in on anything here. And again, we've heard from Port St. Lucie this morning. We've heard from Myrtle Beach. We've heard from right here in Marion. I don't remember where the first call was from. I don't think I asked, but it was from a different area code. So it was from somewhere outside of, somewhere across these United States, I guess.
We have some balloons yesterday, and I wonder where those balloons are.
Where are those balloons?
Yeah, yeah.
On the eclipse day, we sent up 30 balloons with a dollar bill from our treasurer, one of our favorite ladies, Mary Ellen Withrow. And wherever that lands, they'll call us, and they'll get dinner on Mary Ellen at Steak and Shake with Mary Ellen. They haven't come down yet, I don't think.
Well, they're coming.
Now, Thunderbolt, you made it in. We both made it back from Philadelphia for the eclipse. What'd you make of that?
Oh, well, very, very interesting. Very beautiful. I mean, a once-in-a-lifetime. And I really enjoyed being part of that history.
When the eclipse happened and it got dark,
yes.
What was that like for you?
Oh, man, I mean, just like the sun went down, just like the cloud come up, the wind come up, cold, the weather dropped, and then it started coming back the same way that it went. And just to see that that moon, the sun behind the moon, and that one star,
Venus,
the god now. What an awesome god we serve, man.
It really was once in a lifetime.
Yes.
You know, Thunderbolt, we spent a lot of time in Philadelphia this past weekend, the city of brotherly love, where the country started. Mm-hmm. Independence Hall there, the Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the city of Philadelphia?
What? WWE. Great. That's all I can say is how sweet it was to be inducted in the Hall of Fame, and it just happened to be in Philly, being a part of 2024, you know.
Some of the other inductees that night, Muhammad Ali, Bull Nakano.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman, U.S. Express, and then we got another call coming here, so we are going to go back to the phones. Let's see what we've got. Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina. Go ahead, South Carolina.
Thunderbolt,
congratulations
to you, brother. But I want to say to you much respect and much love for you, and I want you to know my favorite promo of yours is when you say, Ole, if you move.
That's all right, then. Yes,
that's,
sir.
That's my favorite, man. Much love to you. And
you're
going to always be one of my favorites, man, because I know I can imagine what you went through as a black wrestler in the 60s, 70s. I can imagine the crap you went through to get where you at right now. But much respect for you, Thunderbolt.
Thank you very much, sir.
Take care.
Thank you. Hey, South Carolina there, and again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. That was South Carolina. We've heard from Myrtle Beach. We've heard from Port St. Lucie, Florida this morning, Marion, Ohio, and all points in between. That promo, Thunderbolt, Ole, don't you move.
Don't you move.
It's become iconic. Why do you think, what is it about that promo that resonates?
Connecting with the people. And I guess the old object was knowing Ole and knowing that he was going to try to do something. And so, I mean, I just decided that if you move, if you move, just move, and be all over you like, ooh, you know what I'm talking about. Wetsuit.
You know, in that promo, you came up with a word that I love, being an English person. In the recently.
The right in everybody's life.
You know it.
Got mine too.
So now let us all know, for those of us who didn't make it to the matches, did Ole move when you finally got there?
Oh, no, he didn't move.
He didn't move. You didn't have to put it on him.
No. Didn't have another time.
So the warning was good enough.
Yes.
Ole, don't you move. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, Legendary Thunderbolt Patterson along with us here on this morning. 10 minutes, and we'd love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. You know, yesterday we heard from our people in Baltimore. Maybe we'll hear from them today. They called in yesterday. I don't know what that deal was all about. But, hey, Baltimore, if you're out there listening, now Thunderbolt's here. Call in and let's see what you got. 740-383-9944. Don't miss it for love nor money. Or anybody else. All points in between if you have a question for the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, working in the ring, how hard and the toll does working in the ring take on the body?
Quite a grind. A lot, you know. Yes, you have to take care of yourself the best you can, and strenuous, you know, the bumps, the bruises, and so many days out of a year, you know, a lot of guys, deep work. You know.
Now, a lot of people feel the ring, who've never been in it or seen it, is not solid. How would you describe a wrestling ring?
Some of them hard, some of them is springy, some of them is good, some of them is not.
What kind of ring did you like to work in?
Any of them.
Any of them.
Make no difference.
Now, over the years, you've had hip replacements.
Both of them.
Both hips. So this is from the toll that being in this industry took.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a wear and tear on your body a little bit, at least it's on mine.
And in the end, is it worth it to go through all that?
I'm just as happy as, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm real happy. You know, that's what I was chosen for. That's my life. That was my dream. That what I wanted to do. And I love it. I mean, I love it.
Now, one of those people, one person we haven't really ever talked much about, did you ever spend any time around Roddy Piper?
No. I met him one time.
How about the man who became the governor, Jesse Ventura?
I never met Jesse.
Never met Jesse. But you did, which I think a lot of people don't know, spent time with Vern Gagne in the AWA.
Yeah. I used to go up there and work for Vern when I first started.
And a lot of people have a lot of different opinions of Vern. What was your opinion of Vern?
Vern was a wrestler. Vern was a, I mean, he showed up.
Tough guy?
A lot of individuals come out of Vern. I mean, he trained a lot of people.
Do you think Vern was able to change with the times?
I don't know. He never did, I don't think.
No, but, I don't think he did.
I mean, you know, and that's a very interesting thing you just said, because up until now, I don't know of none of them that has changed, but I see a change in that WWE now, and I mean, I see even the ones that stand out, that is making that trend, that change come true. You know what I mean? And I can see for the better, not for the worse, you know. And I can see it just as clear as the day, you know.
What are the biggest changes you see happening?
Just treating people better, treating people the way they want to be treated, and telling the truth. Telling the truth. They ain't lying, ain't going on, and they ain't playing no games, you know what I mean? You know, they say it's sports entertainment, and that's what it is. But doing all that they possibly can do to bring the old school. The name of the game is wrestling, you know, and getting it back to, you know, we understand growth, we understand time changing, you know.
You know, a lot of the, they call them old timers, have a problem saying.
I know all about that old timer.
Yeah, old timer. They have a hard time saying sports entertainment. You have evolved.
Say it again.
They have a hard time calling it sports entertainment.
Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, you know, how can you call it anything else now? You know what I mean? Sports entertainment. Hollywood is across the board entertainment, you know? I mean, this ain't no different.
Now, again, we're in the final 5 minutes here with Thunder
Countdown. 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 Call somebody. Let them know that we're on the air.
740-383-9944 is the toll-free line. If you'd like to get a question or comment in with Thunderbolt here, the Hall of Famer himself, in the next 5 minutes before the program is up today, 740-383-9944. And you know what? They must have heard us, or they heard you, because here somebody comes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Thunderbolt, I'm calling back again to talk to you a moment.
Yes, sir.
You know what? They talk about us old-timers. I'm 82, and I'll be 83 in November. When was your birthday?
I'll be 83 in July.
Okay. Congratulations on that. And we know all about the old-timers, don't we? When we're
yes,
eight.
Sir.
I used to be an athlete in school and stuff, and we still got it in us if our body would cooperate.
It just won't do it.
Have a good one, and come back to Marion whenever you get a chance. You're welcome here anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And again, phone lines are open. We still got a little bit of time left here with the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. 740-383-9944. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, but they are open. Phone lines are open. They sound a little less staticky. 740-383-9944. So hopefully we have fixed that problem as time has went on here this morning. What toll does being a professional wrestler take on the family?
Away from home. Need I say more? I mean, the kids, missing the kids. I remember, you know, driving all night to get back to a football game, you know, get back to a concert or whatever program they got at school, you know. Yeah, it's hard on the body and hard on the mind and hard on the family.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about this morning, I helped induct you on Friday night, but so did the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the New Day?
A real good bunch of fellas. I mean, been around, know a lot, and I really appreciated everything that they done and made you feel just like a family.
They were very hospitable.
Respected young men.
Yeah. And can get it done.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. It improved that fact.
They have.
Through it all. Through all of the plots and plans. And they come up on the other side. Clear understanding. Yeah. I take my hat off to the young men. I take my hat off to WWE that the opportunity, I give them the opportunity. And, yeah.
And again, we can mention that That footage, if you want to watch the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, is available still on Peacock. Just go.
I want to see
it. You want to see it too?
I want to see it. I haven't seen that. And
we got to watch that whole thing. Okay. We got to go to Peacock and watch that. Go to Peacock, download the Peacock app. It's not very expensive at all. And search 2024 WWE Hall of Fame, and you can watch the whole thing in its entirety, plus all the other great archives that WWE has on the Peacock. The whole network's up there, so it's worth watching. You know, Thunderbolt, with about a minute left in our broadcast today, what would you like to say to the fans this morning?
I just like to say thank you. You know, thank you for all these years supporting, even when I wasn't around. I just want to, you know, give everybody a shout out, and I really do believe that there is a change, and I think, you know, it has already started working and coming, and I'm so proud and thankful and for being inducted into the class of 2024 Hall of Fame. I thank Gerald Briscoe and Bruce Prichard and Triple H and all of the young good people that I met on our journey to WrestleMania. So, and Scott, I enjoyed it. I'm going to give you a thank you for going up there and being with me, and thank you.
It was my honor.
Well, my honor also
to help induct the legendary, who, man, I consider the best talker in the history of professional wrestling. What a pleasure. Thunderbolt Patterson, no better guest to have than he. We'll be back tomorrow morning, but for this day, Scott Spears and the Thunderbolt heading for the dugout.
When the way your arms got going, he's never asked anybody that question. No,
I wouldn't even know. The 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Web